Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, playing at home is a lot different than playing on the road. One road game in, what'd you learn about your team?
Well, Schulte, I thought we played a pretty good road game. I thought for 2.5 periods, really good road game. We scored first. I thought we had quality scoring chances. I thought it was kind of a knockdown drag out. It was kind of a boxing match and punch counter punch, I think it was, for 2.5 periods. But then we got a little lackadaisical in the third, and their third goal was a shift that we could have cleared a puck a couple different times. We didn't do that, and things became a little chaotic, and they scored their third goal. So, and also our fourth goal as well on the power play. So you want your guys, especially on the road, to have good composure. And especially in these situations near the tail end of the game where there's 8-9 minutes to go, it's a 2-2 game, things are going our way. And all we want to do is, again, we just want to try to chip away and get that third goal, but we don't want to obviously do anything to break our back.
You've talked in the past how important it is to build depth, especially early on in the season. There's no substitute to game action to do that, is there?
No, you're exactly right, Schulte. See, we can practice all we want, but guys need to be thrown into the fire. And, again, game situations are so much different. It's happening. Things are happening faster. The compete and battle level of players is obviously that much higher in a game. So, the only way you gain experience is you have to play in games. And, when you play in games, you know what, things are obviously going to slow down for you.
Pace of Saturday's game was a lot slower than last Friday's. Always is. Why is that?
I don't know, Schulte. I think sometimes, too, we might know each other from Friday. I think, we felt each other out probably Friday. And then Saturday, I think it's a game that both teams felt they wanted to win because you wanted to win the series. A winner of that game wins the series. And, it's more of a cat-and-mouse game. I think you don't want that as a coach. You want to obviously stick to your game plan. But you know what? Players sometimes, again, they just want to make sure, again, that they don't give a game away. And they want to make sure they can be opportunistic and capitalize on somebody else's turnovers. And, I think that's what happens at times.
How much of your systems do you have in right now?
We have most of them, Schulte, but I think we're – and, again, everybody, I think, is the same way. We have our systems in, but our details, I don't think, are great right now. And, in some areas, they're better. And in some, some of our systems, some of our details aren't very good. And we addressed it this week, actually, with our neutral zone forecheck. It's interesting you brought that up because we thought that was our staple the second half of last year, Schulte. We were really good in the neutral zone. And we had good structure to our neutral zone game. We had good counterattacks. We created a lot of turnovers. We had a lot of rush offense off our neutral zone forecheck. And we just felt that we were loose. Our layers weren't very good. We want to have a couple different layers away from the puck. We felt our layers weren't very good, and, well, they weren't very good because, again, we watched that video. So it's something this week that we've really concentrated on.
Practices in the beginning of the year typically have a little bit slower pace to them. Got more teaching and more explaining to do. How does that affect the result Friday and Saturday night?
Actually, Schulte, I think our pace has been pretty good in practice. We've made sure we've had good pace. I want to keep the pace. I really do. And a lot of our teaching has to be done in meetings, and I don't want to sit there and be on a chalkboard or the grease board, the grease board during practice, because we want to get in and out of there, and we want to make sure that we have, our guys have their heart rate up and we have good tempo. So we have to do a lot of that, again, before and after on video and talking with the guys. So, we also expect our upperclassmen to help teach our younger guys as well, too. So that's kind of their obligation. As practice is going on, I'm sure some things are overwhelming for the young guys, but go to the back of the line, watch, be alert, and talk to the older guys if you have to.
More Tom Cerutori when we return. Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Time for part 2 with head coach Tom Cerutori. Minnesota State hasn't scored a goal in 3 games, Tom. That stat means nothing tonight, correct?
No, it doesn't, Schulte. And it's just a matter of time before they're going to pop out of it. They got a lot of offense. They got a lot of good players. And, again, they're gonna snap out of it, like I said, 3-4 different times this weekend. I just hope it's not this weekend.
They lost some studs graduation. How does that, at least on film, change what their identity is?
Well, we have all. I mean, take a look. We've lost, too. I mean, they, there's no question they've lost a Palmquist and a Leitner, but we lose a Prabovesis, a Rendell, and a Wendell. So in our own worlds, we both lost a lot of players who played extended minutes for you last year. So, I'm sure they're feeling each other out a little bit from the standpoint of trying to figure out chemistry and, who they need in certain situations. So I'm sure there's a little bit of trial and error going on, with Mankato. But same thing we're trying to do, too. We're still trying to figure things out a little bit.
One goal game late in the third. Who's taking that face off for you right now?
Oh, I would say it's either going to be Ward or Bauman. I mean, those guys, probably Corey or Kyle. Those are probably our top two lines right now. You know, the one thing about Ward's line, they have experience, you know, with an all-senior line right there. So, and they got good strength. Corey's so strong. And we have a senior line there. And then, obviously, the other line with Kyle and Charlie and Harmsey, those guys are talented and skilled, and, you know, they skate well. So I think a lot of it has to do with, again, you know, the situation in the game, who's better on face-offs, who's probably playing better as a line. I think sometimes you take that into consideration.
Who are your defensemen in that situation right now?
Graham McCormick and Ruslan.
How healthy are you?
You know, we're a little banged up. Justin Bodere is going to be out a couple of weeks, and it's too bad. He's been our top freshman so far. He's played a lot of minutes for a freshman defenseman, and we've thrown him into the fire, and he's passed the test with flying colors. And so he's going to be out a while. We don't know, again, how long. It's an upper body injury, but, you know, we're just saying that we're going to have to make do.
Miles Fitzgerald's back?
Miles is back. We got him playing with Leo and Jerry.
Knew you'd have a decision to make once all three of those guys were healthy. Based on how they played at the end of the year, that was an easy decision to make, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, but boy, I really liked Marcus with those two, Schultze. I don't know what you saw up there, but I thought Marcus really, he kind of adds a little bit different element with those guys. You know, he brings a little, he's savvy with the puck. He doesn't skate like those two, but he also, again, I thought he brought good balance with Leo and Jerry. So we were back and forth a little bit. We didn't know what we were going to do. And, hey, we're not afraid to obviously move things around if we have to, either Schultze. But at the end of the day, you know what, we got Miles and Jerry and Leo back.
Safe to say that Marcus brings a little structure to the Fitzgeralds, which can be a little free-spirited and racehorse hockey?
Probably. But he's a corner guy. He's good in tight areas, and he's experienced too. So sometimes I think it's nice for those guys to have somebody who's a little older too. It's not bad to have some experience and a vet with you.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.